Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am, of course, Angela Butler. For those of you who are new and tuning in, the guest on Show Talk with Angela Butler is Miss Hattie Lemon of Sweet Lemon Tree Production. How are you, Miss Lemon?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, that is good. I'm doing okay. I'm so glad that you agreed to come on my show. Now, I'm most familiar with you for your show, Atlanta Homicide.
Correct.
Atlanta Homicide. That was a great crime drama. Great show. Great show. Also, The Last Punch. Is that a new one that you're working on, Ms. Lemon?
The Last Punch is a movie that I worked on last year. It's completed now and in the process, I guess, of getting distribution. It is a story about Muhammad Ali's last fight.
Okay. Boxing great Muhammad Ali. Okay. So, Miss Lemon, I call you the black woman that I call the powerhouse, Miss Hattie Lemon. I mean, you're very powerful to me and to a lot of other people who I've known who have worked with you and for you and your films. When did you first... Ma'am?
I said thank you.
You're welcome. When did you first know that this is what you wanted to do as a career?
Well, as a child. As a child watching television, I told my mother. Probably I was maybe about 7, 8 years old, and I told my mother, one day I want to be on TV. Now, at that time, I didn't know I wanted to direct and produce and write, but I did know that I wanted to be on TV.
Okay. So have you ever been an actress in your career?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I started out as an actress in New Jersey, and, you know, I did community theater, and then I studied in New York City, and I also did some plays off Broadway in New York City.
Oh, wow. That is great. I have a lot of respect for you. I don't know if you remember, but I used to send you in my resume and try to get on Atlanta Homicide, but I was just so far away, so it was hard for me. But I have kept up with your career over the years, and you have did some great things.
Well, yes, ma'am, Angela Butler, I do remember you. And yes, that was an unfortunate situation for me. You were so far away from the action. At that time, Atlanta did not even have as much going on as it does right now. Right now, there's a lot more going on in the city of Atlanta and the city surrounding. Conyers has a lot going on, you know, surrounding cities of Atlanta. So there's a lot more television and film going on in and around the city of Atlanta right now.
Oh, yes, I've been here, and I also heard that you're getting two new lanes on the highway instead of four, it'd be six. Have they did that yet?
Well, for people who live here, that's a good idea, but when people come from out of town, they struggle with a four-lane highway, so a six-lane highway, I really, I think, is just going to be a more of a challenge for out-of-towners. Atlanta, the metro city, it's a busy, busy, busy town, so there's a lot of traffic. So extending the highways is always a good thing to help try to eliminate some of the traffic jams, but it does intimidate our visitors.
Oh, okay. All right, so have they did the six lanes yet, the extra two?
I believe in some areas, not everywhere, but I believe in some areas.
Oh, okay. All right, because I used to get lost when I would travel to Atlanta. I would get lost easily because every time I saw Peachtree Lane, Peachtree Avenue, I just got confused. So I got a GPS, and then I was no longer confused.
Yes, Peachtree gets everybody because there's a Peachtree everything. There's a Peachtree in almost every little city surrounding Atlanta. There's a Peachtree, like you said, a Peachtree Street, Peachtree Drive, Peachtree Road, Peachtree Northeast, Southeast. So it's a lot of Peachtrees, and they do get to be confusing.
Now, did you ever get to work with Mr. Don Cornelius with the Soul Train Awards?
Actually, I worked on the Soul Train Awards for 3 years when it was here in Atlanta. I worked on the red carpet show, you know, which that was always one of my favorite jobs because I grew up watching Soul Train. So all of the icons that they were honoring were acts that I grew up listening to and watching on Soul Train. I did work on the Soul Train Awards. However, I did not get a chance to work with Mr. Don Cornelius himself.
Okay. All right. So I was reading your summary on LinkedIn. You said, I love directing. I must say I'm good at it. Miss Lemon, you are so modest. You're great at everything you do. So, yes, you are a creative person. Yes. I've heard people over the years tell me that they were in, one or two people have told me that they were in Atlanta Homicide. Now, I just want you to know I loved Atlanta Homicide. That was the show. So what are you working on currently, Ms. Lemon, for a TV sitcom?
Currently, I just completed another project. Atlanta Homicide was a project that I co-created and I directed along with a business partner. And now I just created myself a new television series. It's a family sitcom. I expect great things from it. It's called The Starting Lineup. And I just finished shooting that one with a lot of great talent out of the city of Atlanta, Mr. Karan Riley, Jabias Mitchell, you know, he's an up-and-coming artist out of Atlanta, and
yes.
Terrence the Menace, another up-and-coming artist out of Atlanta, Eric, Kalayla Ness, there's so many different children in this show, and they're so multi-talented, and I'm really, really excited about it. It's in can right now. It's in editing. It's in post. So we are hoping to be done around the 1st of April, and we're going to have a beautiful red carpet screening. And we're hoping to get it picked up by a network here locally in Atlanta. That way we can continue to shoot it right here in the Atlanta metro area, and the kids that were involved can stay involved. So I'm really excited about it. It was a fun project. My kids did great. Of course, Mr. Karan Riley, who also plays Muhammad Ali in the movie The Last Punch, he plays the dad in the starting lineup, and he did a phenomenal job as always.
Okay, so I'm looking at some things. You have, at one time, you did filmmakers workshop and pitching. Do you still do those things?
I haven't done any lately, but I've had a lot of requests come up here recently, so I am in the process of securing my location. I will be starting back my beginning actors workshop, my advanced actors workshop, my monologue workshop, and also a production workshop for people looking to get into the television and film industry, not yet sure what they want to do. I'll also be hosting a writer's workshop where I'll be bringing in a professional writer to come in and teach some of the local writers how to write for television.
Oh, okay. So I'm reading here. It said you've taken workshops with Spike Lee, John Singleton, Antoine Fuqua, I hope I pronounced that right, and Robert Townsend.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love attending different film festivals, and the American Black Film Festival has always been one of my favorite. And the purpose of going to the film festivals, of course, to see up and coming film projects coming out and television shows coming out, but also to network with other filmmakers and to take workshops to better yourself. So at the American Black Film Festival, I would always take different workshops where I've been able to work with those guys, and I've learned quite a bit. And I must say, I went to another film festival here recently called the Black Women's Film Summit, which was held at Spelman College. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal, awesome event, and I would suggest to all, you know, women in the industry and men, everyone was there, to make sure that you attend that one in Atlanta next year, because the panels and the discussions were really, really awesome. I learned so much more about the industry, and that's what we go to these things for, to learn.
Okay, yes, ma'am, you're right about that. So Sweet Lemon Tree Production, it's been around about 17 or 20 years, hasn't it?
Not really.
Not really?
I started, about 17, yeah, about 17. I started Sweet Lemon Tree Productions when I moved to Georgia. When I lived in New Jersey, I'm from New Jersey, when I lived in New Jersey, primarily I was just an actress looking to act. When I moved to Georgia, I met a lot of up-and-coming directors and producers who were starting production companies, and I volunteered to help a lot of people start up their companies and do their first films from out of film school and things like that. And me helping people is how I started my own company. Just by helping others, that's how I created Sweet Lemon Tree Productions.
Okay. All right, that is great. So you have another, I believe this is a TV series, Ladies in the Locker Room. What is that about? Or who are some of the actors and actresses?
Ladies in the Locker Room is what I call a cross between my two loves, my love for television and my love for sports. As a kid, I grew up as an athlete. I played basketball and I played softball year round. I was always on the team playing something. I highly believe in sports, and I motivate kids to get involved in sports. So I've always been in love with sports. I was a huge New York Giants fan when I lived in New Jersey, had the honor of meeting some of the, you know, world-famous New York Giants, such as Lawrence Taylor and Stephen Baker and, Harry Carson, just to name a few. That was my favorite team. And so Ladies in the Locker Room was created because of my love for sports. I love sports, and I love talking about sports. And the Ladies in the Locker Room is an all-female sports talk show. It's where a group of ladies get together, and we talk sports. Now, we're not ladies who just like sports. We like to talk about sports. And we've gone to a few Super Bowls and All-Star Week, and, you know, and we like to talk about the sports. And it is sometimes from a female perspective, though, because we can talk about who looks good and whose suit looks good and who looks good in their uniform, as well as talk about their stats.
Okay. All right. So you have a new project. You were just talking about that. If someone wanted to audition for you or contact you, such as an actor or actress, and this is a two-part question, and or if someone wanted to get some material to you, I don't know if you accept manuscripts or not. I know a lot of people don't for different reasons, but legal reasons. But I just wonder, how would they get in touch with you to do either or?
Anyone can contact me. Anyone can contact me through SweetLemonTreeProductions@gmail.com. That's the name of the company, Sweet Lemon Tree Productions, with an S at the end, at gmail.com. Now, people don't normally send their scripts, and I don't suggest it for anyone else, even though most writers, you know how to register there and protect their stuff. But I always tell people, if you want to talk to me about an idea, I especially love to hear from anyone who needs to have a director or producer, work with them to get their project shot. Now, that doesn't mean I can help you find money. That means you should have some money already, and then we'll get it shot for you. But if you have somewhat of a budget or a budget and you'd like to get a project shot, I am a director, producer, and definitely always looking for more work to do in that area. So if somebody's looking for a director, producer, they can, you know, call me. Or if you're a new actress or actor and you have some questions, again, SweetLemonTreeProductions@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, that is great. All that's great. You're a busy lady then. Very busy. So my next question would have to be, if someone, do you teach directing classes? That would be my question, how to direct. And do you still do casting for different directors and people like that, such as Mr. Tyler Perry?
Okay. Okay, well, the first question was, do I teach directing? I do not teach directing. I'd more or less just direct for someone who wants to direct a project. I believe that directing is something that it's a process. It takes time for a person to learn it. That's the way I learned it. I took some time. I took a class with the John Singleton. I took a class with Spike Lee. I took a class with Antoine Fuqua over a period of time. And then I directed small projects. But each time I did anything, I would learn something else. So I do not teach directing. I just direct. And okay. As far as the second part of your question was?
I'm so embarrassed. I forgot my whole question.
Well, I know that the first part was, did I teach direction? And the answer is no, I do not.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry about that, listeners. I'm getting old.
It's okay.
Okay.
Look, me too. I forgot too.
I think I had asked something about acting, if I'm not mistaken. I was asking
it.
You about
you
acting.
I got it. You asked me if I still did casting. Yes, I do. I do still do casting. Casting is a real easy job for me, almost in a sense, because I know a lot of the local Atlanta talent. So if someone is looking for some talent, basically if they give me a request, I can probably find it real quick without having a casting call. But I do hold casting calls if, someone is shooting something and they would like to cast it, yes. Same thing, they can just reach out to me at sweetlemontreeproductions@gmail.com, and I can work with them on that as well, and yes, I do.
Okay, that is wonderful. I think that is great. So I'm reading your LinkedIn profile. It says you've been a producer, director, actress, camera woman with over 30 years in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's great. I mean, that's
really
wonderful.
About 35 years though I started acting, really pursuing acting, I should say. 35 years ago, I started to pursue acting professionally. That's when I started going to New York from New Jersey, taking classes in New York, and going to auditions and auditioning for shows and really honing my craft. It's been 35 years.
Oh, wow. That's great. That is wonderful. So are you casting for anyone now?
Not doing any casting right now. Currently, no, I just completed the starting lineup, so it's in post. So right now I'm just working on the editing for that and the marketing for that. We're looking to get that show picked up by a network, and right now that's it. So if someone needs a director or if they need a casting director, then I am available.
Okay. All right, then. That's wonderful. I've been wanting to interview for a while, but something always happened in my life where I couldn't, you know, do the show on you. But I want you to know I've been wanting to do this for years. I have a great deal of respect for you. To me, you're a powerhouse.
Thank you so much. And I really respect and appreciate you as well. And, yes, we've been knowing each other for a very long time. And I just believe in timing. In life, it's just about timing. You may have wanted to do it before, but that wasn't the right time. Now was the time, so here we are.
Okay. All right. So I wanted to ask you about Atlanta Homicides. Are you going to ever start that back up again?
What we're doing is we're going to just kind of reinvent it, recreate it. Already working with some writers and picking up some new scripts, and I will be working with some of the same talent and picking up some new talent. Right now I have to complete the project I'm working on before starting that one. But yes, we are going to do some more projects similar to Atlanta Homicide. It won't be Atlanta Homicide per se, but it will be a crime drama.
Okay. All right. Because Atlanta Homicide was good. That was a good show. A good episode. Yes, ma'am. Can anybody, if they wanted to, go on YouTube and find some of your shows? Because I know you've been on major television networks. Because that's how I was able to watch you.
Yeah, well, on YouTube, you can find a lot of Atlanta Homicide. You can find Ladies in the Locker Room. A lot of the major television stuff that I've been on, I was in a movie called The Walk with Eva Pickford. I had a small role in that. That was in video stores, and also it was in Walmart. And then I was in another movie made here in Atlanta called Big Ain't Bad, and that one was also sold in Walmart and was at video stores. I'm not sure where you can find them now because that was a while ago.
Okay. All right. Okay, so... listeners, I'm talking to Miss Hattie Lemon, the owner of Sweet Lemon Tree Productions. She was telling you how you could get in touch with her if you need directing or anything like that. Wanting to be auditioned for one of her films. Okay. So when do you have time, for yourself? Because it sounds like you're real busy, a very busy lady. What do you like doing your spare time?
In my spare time, it could be anything from going to a sporting event to just at home on a Friday night playing Monopoly with my grandkids.
Oh, okay. Your grandmother, okay. All right, that's wonderful. So you were saying that Atlanta has a lot going for it than, you know, when I was coming there regularly. Okay. But that's good news.
A whole lot more.
Oh, goodness. I love Atlanta. I don't know if you realize it, but I love Atlanta, Georgia. I really do.
Okay.
It's great. The last film I was in was a Florida State University film, and that was in 2010.
Well, yeah. There's a lot more major motion pictures. You know, like Furious, the Fast and Furious 7, parts of it was shot here. There's so much, there's a lot going on here. I mean,
sounds exciting.
Way more.
Yeah, okay. All right. It sounds really exciting. So your next, so the what the listeners can expect for you next is a family sitcom. Okay.
Yes,
All right.
sitcom called The Starting Lineup, starring
Okay.
Karan Riley
Okay. All right.
and Angelina Cortez.
Angelina Cortez. All right. Okay. So the film is called the film I was going to ask you about, the film project The Last Punch, the film of, which is a remarkable story about by the boxing great Muhammad Ali. I believe it's from the best-selling novel, The Drama in the Bahamas. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Where can people go to buy that or see that?
The producers of that movie are they're still securing their distribution deal. So I don't know myself yet where it will be. We're waiting to find out, but they're in negotiations right now.
Oh, okay. All right. So right now you've just finished up doing your new episode, and you're working on securing a contract move episode deal with some television networks. So what's next? Have you ever wrote a book, Miss Lemon?
Well, actually, I did. And my book will be coming out towards the end of the year. It's a self-help book for girls. It's called The Period and a Question Mark. And it's a book that was designed to help young girls who are raised by their fathers or young girls who didn't get an early understanding of why women have a period and what the period is. So it's called The Period and the Question Mark, and it will be released toward the end of the year.
Oh, okay. All right. So, are you ever going to work on an autobiography? Are you just haven't thought that far? Or is it, and if
Nah, not
you're
yet.
not going to work on an autobiography, I was going to say maybe it's because you got so much more to do. There's just not time for
I would
autobiography.
say that, yes. I have so much more to do, yes. But I do have another project. I have a grandson, 16-year-old grandson. He's an up-and-coming musical artist. He's a rapper. His name is Menace, and it's spelled M and the number 3, Nice. It's like me three times nice. But he's called Menace, and he can be found on SoundCloud. And also on YouTube, you can find Menace on YouTube. Like I said, Mc3NICE. He's an up-and-coming artist. I'm very proud of him. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal talent. Music is one of my first loves, even before television and film. So having the opportunity to work with my own grandson, who is an aspiring rap artist, is been real rewarding because just watching him is awesome. So I expect him to get a deal this year. Like I said, he's just been home and grooming himself, and we've been working with him, and he's 16 now, and I really believe he's ready to get out there.
Oh, okay. All right. I look forward to hearing him on the radio then and buying his CDs.
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, you can
Strong
find him
support.
on YouTube. Menace, M3NICE. You can find him on YouTube if you want to take a look at him. But you can also hear him on something called the SoundCloud.
Okay. Well, Ms. Lemon, it's 90 seconds left. Would you like to give people your website if you have one, and maybe your email address again?
Okay. My email address again is sweetlemontreeproductions@gmail.com. Again, that's sweetlemontreeproductions with an S at the end. At gmail.com. My website is under construction, but it is sweetlemontreeproductions.com and ladiesinthelockerroom.com. You can always find all of my work on YouTube right under my name, under my page, under Hattie Lemon, and you can see some of my work. And also, don't forget to watch out for my grandson, Menace, the artist, who I expect to come out this year. And be ready for the starting lineup. It's an awesome show with a lot of phenomenal talent. So I'm really, really happy about that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe one day I'll get a chance to be in your fans. I'm still in Central Florida, Central Florida, Northwest Florida, I'm sorry. So I'm on Central Time Zone, like 30 minutes, maybe 35 minutes from Dothan, Alabama. But
okay,
maybe one day I'll make it there. Thank you, Ms. Lemon, for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.